a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Such exciting news I can finally say publicly.
What?
That I became an aunt.
Ah.
Last weekend.
Auntie Loggy.
I know.
Congratulations.
Well, I'm calling myself Teta Loggy because Teta is aunt, like auntie in Macedonian.
Oh, cool.
But look, by saying that, I kind of feel bad because I did text Jimmy's family and I said, I'm an aunt. I'm an auntie. Yeah, yeah. Like, how exciting. But then I realised, I mean, I've got two nieces on his side too. Oh. So then I feel like I made a faux pas there.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Did I? Yeah.
Because you've been an auntie then for quite a while.
I've been an auntie for quite a while.
How old are the nieces?
Oh, they're in primary school still, so they're...
Yeah, but that's...
They're of age. But, yeah, I'm just... So I feel kind of bad. But also, it's my brother's child. So my brother Chris and his wife Bridget had a beautiful baby girl.
Oh, so
Georgie
exciting.
Juliet Tamuscus.
Georgie Juliet, love
yes,
it.
Yes, and Bridget is beautiful pale skin, porcelain skin with blonde hair. Chris looks like me, very hairy, dark. And it's so beautiful to see the two of them combined. Beautiful Georgie's got blonde eyebrows and black hair.
Oh,
it's gorgeous.
Styling.
Just
beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Are you actually going to be Teta Loggy or
yeah.
is it Teta Lauren?
Oh, whatever. They can choose.
They can choose.
Teta Lauren, Teta Log.
Whatever the kid can say.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And so I met them for the first time on the weekend and went around to Bridget and Chris's house. And Jimmy always jumps in with newborns, right? He's straight in there. I don't like to hold newborns because they're so pure. I worry that my tainted soul will go
it.
Onto them, or my soul will steal some of their preciousness. And I get very stressed out about that. So I was like, no, I'm not going to hold her. You know what I mean? And everyone was like, you have to hold her. Like, she's your niece. You
cuddles.
Have to hold her. Right? So I sat down and I was like, how do I put my arms? Meanwhile, my little brother, who, you know, I've never seen him around babies before. He's just like holding her one arm. Like, yeah, so all you have to do is just hold her like this. And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what the hell? Anyway, so because we've never had a baby in the family. Well, this is the first grandchild for mum and dad. You know what I mean? This is very exciting.
Is your mum and dad just over the moon?
Oh, my God. They're so excited. So there's four of us siblings. Chris is the youngest technically because he's a twin, but he came out last. So he's the youngest technically and he's the first one that's provided. Yeah. So
he's now the favourite.
Well, he's the son. So, you know, got to love the son. Nah, we're all favourites. Me especially. I'm at top of the list. So he's like, okay, sit down and then we'll put a pillow. And Bridget's like, it's okay. Like, relax, like you look very scared. I'm like, how do I put my arms? I don't know, because it's all about support the neck. And
yep.
Support the neck freaks me out because I'm like, do I support it from the head or from the neck? And pull, like, I'm so, what happens if the neck goes down? Does their head like roll off? Like, I'm just so scared.
It doesn't roll off.
Oh, but it looks like it does. Anyway, so I sat there, I put my arms and he just whoop, put her into my arms. And I was like, this is the most magical moment ever.
And then you just don't want to move, do you?
Oh, I didn't move. I didn't move. And then at one point, Bridget leans over, my brother's wife, and says, are your arms burning at the moment? And I said, oh, yeah. They've been burning for 10 minutes, but I could not possibly move.
It's a deep burn.
It's a deep burn. So, yeah. So then, I mean, I couldn't palm her off because I don't know how to do that. I don't have that skill yet. But I look forward to doing the things,
yeah,
you know,
and
being a good auntie.
That is wonderful, Teta Loggy.
Thank you.
Such good news.
Yeah.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Log, you mentioned Tom being away. This is something I noticed the other day when we were texting each other. We've got a little mini group text between me, you and Tom.
Yes, and sometimes people reply to those texts and sometimes they don't.
Are you looking at anyone in particular there? Sometimes people put content on those group texts that just blow my brain up.
Well, you kind of feel like, look, if it was read out in court, probably wouldn't look good.
But I chuckled to myself when I realised, I don't know why it's taken me so long to pick up on this, and I thought I'd mention it to you, about the way that I've saved the names of yourself and Tom in my phone.
Okay.
Now, you're just simply Loggy.
Okay.
Because
there's only one.
Exactly, yeah. There's not going to be any confusion there.
Mm.
But then I realised the other person in the text message is Tom K. Rock Breakfast. That is his name.
So you put that in when you first started.
Even I reckon Tom, for some whatever reason, had contacted me. It might have even been to do a quick interview or something. Like
yes.
a probably even before I came along and used to do the footy chat or the spell my name, the fun competition we used to do. Any of that sort of stuff was this guy called Tom and he worked on K-Rock Breakfast. So he was Tom K-Rock Breakfast.
Okay.
Never changed it.
Never change it. Yeah, I'm with you. Once you're in my phone, that's it.
That's it. That's your name. Yeah. No, I mean, I assume nobody goes back and like read now that I know him. It's like Tommy or...
He's Tom K-Rock in my phone.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's Tom K-Rock in my phone too.
Oh, good.
But follow-up question for you. Do you use... Both of us have iPhones. I don't know if it's like this on Android or not. But do... You know how they have when you add a contact? First name, middle name, last name, business?
Yeah.
Do you put in all of those details?
No. I do... So Tom K-Rock Breakfast is his first name.
Yes, I do that too. I just put it all in the one line.
Yeah, oh, good.
Okay.
Oh, I don't feel as bad then. I'm not.
All right. Are we normal?
Well, I don't know if we're normal. There's huge question marks about whether either of us are normal. But I feel a lot better that you're actually with me. Well, I don't know. Are there other people out there? Does anyone else do this? Or are you one of those people that has to have first name Tom?
Yes.
Second name Lewis?
Yes.
Company K-Rock?
Yeah. I don't know anyone that rolls like that. But how about we do one of these?
Call me now. The K-Rock phone poll.
All right, 52232955. Do you separate name, surname, business into the separate fields in your phone, or is it just in the one name?
Yeah, everybody's just a first name.
First name basis.
Lauren Tomaskos K-Rock Breakfast is your first name.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's go first to Brendan from Kerr Lewis. Good morning.
What's going on?
Now, are you
Brendo,
like us?
Yeah, what do you do with your phone?
All in the top line, that's it.
Yes.
Yeah, Brendo, there's one for us.
All right,
that's good to hear. Abby from Grovedale's on the line as well. Abby, what do you do when you're saving in a new contact?
I always ask for the person's last name so I can do first name and last name. Oh, I'm that person.
That person.
Right, and so you put it in the correct category as well?
That doesn't matter. I just like having first and last names. And then I accidentally synced with my partner's phone and he only does the first name thing.
Oh.
So I've got like my dad. So my dad's under like Daddy Couchman and then he's got Andrew. And I'm like, okay, I need to figure out who I'm calling now.
That can cause some issues.
Yeah, it's just a mess with you a little bit. Thank you for that, Abby. So we'll put Abby more in the category bit. Okay.
Yeah, I reckon.
Cara from Bannockburn, which one are you? Do you put it all in that top line?
Yeah, same as you guys, all in the top line.
See, there's no other way to go about it. Like, we're not doing admin, you know, this is our personal life. Why should we put in all the details correctly? Love your work, Cara.
Love your work, Cara. Thank you so much for that. Debbie, wrap this one up from us. Debbie's from Geelong CBD. Debbie, what do you do when you're saving a new contact?
Definitely lucky, guys.
Yes.
Has to be like that.
All right. We're on to a thing. We're all normal. I love this. This never happens with Lingy and I.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
And we're getting a lot of love on the K-Rock phone poll that we've just been rolling with there because I brought up the fact that in our group text, I save your name under Loggy, but I have also saved Tom's under Tom K-Rock Breakfast.
Never changed it.
The good thing was, though, you and I realised we both do the same thing. We both save it under all under first name.
Yeah, none of this separating first, last business.
Putting in a company. Like, I've got a guy, I looked up here. His actual first name is Andrew Mould Treatment.
Andrew Couch Cleaner in mine, weirdly enough. Let's go now to the beautiful man. You're not clocked on yet, but you decided to do one for free. Jono, welcome, welcome.
Good morning.
As far as you go, you've got an iPhone.
Yep, I do.
Do you put in the names? Okay, question number one. What's my name?
Loggy K-Rock Breakfast.
Yeah, okay, right? And so once it goes in, you never change it, do you?
No, never.
Okay, and the second question
is... Let's just share the contact. So if I share the contact with somebody, this is something I don't know. So if I go to share your contact with Lingy, does it come up on his phone, Loggy? It would, K-Rock Breakfast.
It would, and it would come up with the photo that you saved for me too. So you've got to be careful with that.
Do you edit that before you send it on.
100% on some
occasions.
Oh,
it depends on the person. depends on the person.
When you've got it saved as Loggy K Rock Breakfast, is it all in the first name bit? Or do
I go Loggy brackets. In brackets, yeah. K-Rock Breakfast.
But you don't do first, middle, last name company.
No, all in the first
all
name.
All in the first name. Yes.
Good.
We're all normal. Who would have thought? Jono, we do have you here to chat footy for Prestige Jaco Geelong.
You don't ask about Lingy saved as?
Go on. Sexy Ling. Nah. Best friend for life.
Helicopters.
What?
Helicopters?
Yeah, because that's what he flies over the top of me every morning.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We're doing the jump with Brad Johnson for Prestige Jaco Geelong, your local Jaco dealer. Open 7 days. Say g'day to Tony, Deb and the team.
We better do the best and fairest.
All right. Here we go.
Best.
Best and fairest.
Best and fairest. Best.
We do this every single week for Xena Vest, protective sporting vest.
Yes, which is good. It's starting to get a bit colder and the footies are getting harder. So jump on, grab a vest. www.xenasport.com.au.
Beautiful.
That's the one. Jono gives the 3-2-1 in ultimately what was a comfortable victory, but the Eagles pushed the Cats a little bit.
They certainly didn't. There's a couple of players here that are unlucky that Bailey Smith is playing for Geelong at the moment. Because these are three-vote games that have been trumped by a player that is absolutely on fire at the moment, starting with Grime Myers with one.
Mm. Oh, that's he's weird. Had 26 and kicked two. And he's got one vote.
Oh, great. It's not a bad game,
it's
is
hard
it?
Out there at the moment.
Yeah, it is. And then Jeremy Cameron, of course, with his five. We mentioned him at the start of the show where he's kicked 18 now in 3 weeks. He's back on
leading
five.
The Coleman.
Thank you, Jeremy. Although I love Jamie Elliott. Like Jamie Elliott at Collingwood, I would love him. Hopefully he gets to be, continues on his form and is an All-Australian forward pocket this year. I'd love that for Jamie Elliott. And the three votes again go to B. Smith. Three votes.
It is insane how well he is playing.
That's right.
And he's going to win the Brownlow, isn't he?
Well, when you go through and look at the votes I do every week, but he's sitting on 22. The next best is Danger still on 12, Jeremy Cameron on 10.
Okay.
And so from a Geelong point of view, he is dominating, right? Mm. And now the Cats are obviously in that premiership contention. So every week they're playing well, they're winning. When they've lost to GWS down here, you might get a two, for example, instead of a three that game. They still might push a three because it's a 4-point margin. So it'd be interesting to see the way the umpires adjudicate him at this present point. But if he stays healthy, and fingers crossed he does, he's well on his way to securing potentially a Brownlow medal.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Vest and Ferris medal.
Well, that's
that
as well.
That's ranked higher.
And the cake.
Yes,
and
the sponge cake.
I might have to start working on Bailey now. I saw him at the airport the other day and I should have started mentioning him. I'm going to have to start just teasing the fact at the end of the year, you might have to come
He's
in.
He's going to have to
come in. When you work on him coming in, can you maybe just suggest his choice of certain words needs to be a little careful on K-Rock.
No, don't do it.
He unleashes more than any person I've ever seen.
Go wild, Bailey. Love to see it. Jono, love having you in each and every Monday for Prestige Jaco Geelong. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too, guys.
We'll catch you next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at K-Rock 955 weekday mornings from 6.